I'm joined by Andrew Nicholson, just done his dressage test. What did you make of that, Andrew?
I made two very big, costly mistakes, which he doesn't normally do those sort of mistakes, but I think it is down to the pressure I was putting on him from the whole start of the test, because I knew he had to be very, very good to get anywhere near the leaders. And I just seen the scoreboard at one stage, he was, I think, up to second in place, which is takes a bit of doing it, with a big, powerful horse like him. And I would think as the effort he was putting into all the trot work, he just started to feel the canter. I was having to keep pressuring him to keep the power in it and the elegance in it, and it went a pear-shaped twice, which, you lose a lot of marks for, which quite rightly too, each time he picked himself back up again and got big marks, for the other movements. I was basically very pleased with him. I'd have to say I made the mistakes. I'm the one who rides the test and tells him what to do.
But we all know it's not going to be a dressage competition tomorrow. What do you make of the cross-country course out there?
I think the course is very big. I thought it was very, very fair, but very big. And I think the terrain that's being used is very demanding on them physically, mentally. And the stamina side of it will be very, very important. And now that the rain's come and softened the ground up, it's going to... Is it what do I make of the course? Yeah.
Okay. But we all know it's not going to be a dressage competition. So what do you make of the cross-country course out there?
The cross-country is very fair, but very big. He's used the hilly terrain. Pierre Michelet, the designer, is a very clever bloke. And if the ground had been perfect, I think nobody would have been inside the time. It was very cleverly done, but of course the rain's come along, ground's softer now, it's going to be even more tiring. You're going to have a very fit horse. It's going to have to be able to keep going right the way to the end.
Any particular fences you're concerned about?
Pretty much the whole lot of them. I think it starts off very meaty. In the first 2 minutes, we've got seven jumps, and that's something like nine jumping efforts, which is a lot in the first 2 minutes, and you haven't been on any flat ground. You're either up and down and around the corners. So right from the beginning, you're going to have to be fully warmed up and into it. So I think you've got to start off positively, and remember you still need a bit of petrol to get to the finish.
But are you happy with what you're sat on for tomorrow?
For sure, I wouldn't swap them with anyone else.
And what about the rest of the New Zealand team? What are your medal hopes?
I think they have to be very good. We've got four star runners, riders in our team, and three of the horses have won 4-star events. So, we must be in with a very good chance. And we like the cross country. We pretty much understand the ground, the softness bit of it, but we're all in it together, and you just have to ride accordingly.
And what about Burley? Is that in your mind at all?
Not this week, it's not, but when I left home, Avebury is fully tuned up, ready to go, and they say he's still good at home. Okay.
And what about Burley? Are you thinking about that at the moment?
I'm not thinking about Burley just at the moment. I'll worry about thinking about that next week, when we get to Burley. But when I left Avebury, he's fully prepared to go there. He's felt very good when I left. They say he's very good now, and I'm quite sure I get up to Burley with Avebury. He'll be ready to do his job.